IGN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, July 29th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, I'm going to be talking about Olympics. Actually, I'm going to be talking about the Bahamas Olympics team. But before then, I promise my sister-in-law to talk about senior citizens. I want to mention that before I start talking about the Olympics. The other day, while she was paying her BTC, is it BTC or Batelco?
It's BTC.
BTC bill. She noticed that the senior citizen line was closed, right? My sister-in-law is a mature lady. She's a senior citizen. But they were elderly people, more senior people than her behind her. Right, who were forced to join the regular line. Mm-hmm. These were 80, 90-year-olds plus who did BTC, didn't have any place for them to sit down.
Either.
And they didn't have a specific line for them to go on mm-hmm. to speed that process up. And I understand it's government's payday, and maybe they were overwhelmed. Maybe someone called in sick. So I'm not mad at them for that.
Maybe all the chairs were at the upholsters being reupholstered.
Surely. Or refurbished someplace. But my concern is the reverence for senior citizens. Because there's a number of places, banks included, right? Utility places included, that no longer have a senior citizens line, right? And I'm saying these are people who have worked, who have contributed to the development of the Bahamas, and it seems as if we have set them aside.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked and contributed to the development of systems to support the elderly and geriatric?
But we are now in charge, so we can work and create like, those systems.
Especially since we are all hoping and praying that we too are lucky enough
To get old,
to be members of the 3 Score and 10 gang.
And to be able to service yourself with dignity and pride.
Instead of
falling down faint or in pain on the line and no one taking any kind of courtesy to say, let me assist.
Right. So while we could make the point that the 3 Score and 10 gang are also complicit in the lack of affairs that result in the lack of services specifically attuned to their very real needs. But we understanding that we will be lucky if we get that old, it is imperative that we begin to create these systems. Not just, but even if just for ourselves, even if it's just altruistic, so that we can have support in our duty of care for our elderly family members to make it easier on us. So you don't care two hoots about them. Do it so the job is easier for you.
Yes.
In China, they've created laws requiring, by law, that people have to attend to their elderly parents mm-hmm. and their grandparents. They've had an issue not just with abandonment of children, but with abandonment of the elderly. And China went as far as creating laws, to dictate, to show citizens that you have a duty of care to your elderly parents.
And laws dictate the culture. So perhaps that's what we need to do. We need the persons who are in charge, the state, to say we'll enact laws. The same way how we enacted laws for people in wheelchair, and so they have
You have the access ramp so they can
even
enter
though numerous government agencies don't have no access ramp to go.
And the police don't see their role in enforcing said laws and regulations.
The other day I dropped accompanied my stepfather to, there's register for the government payroll, where that's going, on top of East Street Hill. But they have to register, verify.
On top of East Street Hill?
Yeah, East Hill Street. On top, it's like for government payday. Government, senior citizens, retirees.
The NIB?
Not NIB, it's retired. Pension, I guess.
Yeah, pension.
Yeah. And usually, I would have parked the car there and someone would have come outside. Right?
Mm-hmm. Because a service for senior citizens.
Because it's for pensioners, for senior citizens. And of course, there's some senior citizens who have to walk there. Mm-hmm. To get verified, and some people who can't come out of the car because they
and some people who really shouldn't come out the house, but they do.
Yes,
but can't come out the car.
Do you know if you don't go with your senior citizen and join the line and wait and toe the line till you get to the front of the line to tell them, oh, by the way, they are in the car, and then you got to wait till they finish all of that, then they come out to the car to service you. They ain't getting service. There's no line for senior citizens who. Unable to walk, unable to get inside, to get on the line to access. And I've said, one would assume that the pension place would make that accessible. Mm-hmm. Mind you, once they know you're outside, they do come, right? But my problem is someone have to be there to go inside, toe the line, to tell them someone's outside.
I would not lobby to put one more task on a security officer. Mm. So many security officers in this country are acting as concierge officers. Like you go to the Princess Margaret Hospital, they don't necessarily smile at you, mm-hmm. right? But they know the workings of the hospital. They know where people, that's where you need to go, this is the way to go. Yes. They operate as concierge officers, but they don't even get paid as, let's just say that we have a crisis in the security system and it seems to be a lack of enforcement and nobody is holding the owners of these companies to task. We still have staff complaining of not receiving overtime and we still have staff complaining that they're being extorted essentially and being told, oh, sign this document and waive away your overtime and things like that. But these guys are out there doing a yeoman's job.
And before we go to the call, I want to commend the security at NIB because he's giving you the form. He's saying how to fill out the form, who to wait for, who to ask for. And I'm not sure that if that's a part of their job or if they get any extra money for that, but they do all of that.
Let me tell you about a lack of officers. Let me tell you about a lack of imagination and initiative. We have ZNS, and ZNS is supposed to have a public broadcast sector, right? Like a station for public broadcast. These are the perfect people to have on. Train them, give them another job, a part-time job. Train them and let them come on air. Today is NIB day.
Yeah.
Here are all of the instructions for you. Come into NIB to do what? And make it fun, right? With actors, miss, what you come here to do today? This is what you need to do. Next time you come, you must stop there, pick up this form. If you don't have a pen, just shout and I can make sure you have things like that to help people.
Yes.
And that helps efficiency, and that means that the agency can see more people because more people are prepared because they understand what they go in there to do and how to do it before they get there.
Let's go to this call and then we'll pivot because I want to talk about the Olympics and our Bahamas participation in the Olympics. You mentioned ZNS. I want to talk about them too because I can't find the Olympics on ZNS. This is the first time ever. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Right, yes, good morning to both of you. I'd just like to comment on the thing with senior citizens. Not only are senior citizens not well, you have young people that are not well. I had two back operations. Should I go in the bank with a sign around my neck? Then I had two back operations. I can't stand in this line for an hour. I always tell them when I go in there, everybody's not well when they come in this bank and standing up for an hour. Fine. Well, I just make them find some place for me to sit. But they have people, like you say, the elderly people and all that. They standing up in line without. Not everybody is well who come in these places where you can't even sit down, much less use a bathroom. Somebody, I don't know how the manager gets to be the manager in these places. I wonder what the manager thinking, because he knows he only got two tellers on, or one teller. I was in the bank this morning. But I had to sit down. But about 20 people in the line, and you got about two or three tellers working. And everybody walking in and out their office, going this way, the next way. But the customers that are bringing in the money right there, taking out money, they're standing up, throwing the line for an hour. And that's the one I went to the one out by the airport, which I thought would be much nicer. Well, I ran right into the same thing.
I agree with you.
These people have to think. They do not think about us. They do not care about us. We need to understand that. And then they robbing us every living day. Yeah, I'm talking about they love us. I don't know why some of you don't get up and tell these people you don't love us. Stop saying that in your commercial. Because I had two back operations, so what I need to do is get a sign and hang it around my neck and say, hey, I'm young, but I had two back operations. I need to sit down.
I'm sorry to hear your frustration, but yeah.
That is what I need to do now. Why they just can't buy chairs, what could last, and everybody just sit down. And you just sit down, and one time ago, they used to give you numbers. Now they stop that. They figure the electricity bill too high. They have us like cattle. We're like cattle getting ready to be pulled. You just get in line and wait your turn.
Thank you very much, Kuala.
Okay.
Mr. Newry, I was in the bank one day on Senior Citizens Day. This is when they had chairs and things. My bank actually have, they don't move the chairs. And people are generally very polite, and they will get up if a senior citizen is entering the bank, right, and offer the chair. But I on this long line, and the senior citizen line long too. And the senior citizen was on the regular line. And I want to say this. The senior citizen did look young, you know. It's not that we were challenging whether she's a senior citizen, but she did look on the younger end of senior citizen. And the whole bank was getting ready to tell her, miss, you need to go back on the senior citizen line. And she felt, she anticipated what was about to come out of somebody's mouth, and she cut them off and said, y'all see how long the line is? Today I is a young person. Right? But he's getting ready to boo off the line and tell all of these accommodations they make for y'all, miss, you better go on that senior citizen line.
Yes. But this is my conversation today. How many medals the Bahamas is going to win? I want the callers to call in and give your number count, and also to mention which area, which sport and discipline that you think that we will medal, not necessarily get gold or silver or bronze, but how, like, we will get a medal for sure. And one of my pet peeves, I'm going to the caller right now, right, is some of the Olympians, Bahamian Olympians, I do not know. I'm going to throw the name. I'm going to look right here and throw the name. And I'm going to ask the listening audience, are you aware of this person is representing the Bahamas? Mm-hmm. Not just representing the Bahamas. Is one of the best in her field, right? And more likely will get a medal. Did we do a good enough job in terms of creating narratives for all of the
athletes?
Pitchers to say, well, this is who we're going to be cheering for. This is that their story about how they made it to the Olympics. Did we do that? But let's go to this caller, and I'll interrogate you on that. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, Ms. Graham?
I'm good, thank you. Morning.
Morning. Now, I know you switched the conversation just now, so I'm going to start off with talking about the medals and the Olympics. I'm not sure which name you're going to call, but nonetheless, I think I agree with you because that should have been done for the entire team. I do not believe that we use sufficiently the opportunities that are available to us to educate the public, no matter what it is about. And we're always asking for Bahamians to support this, support that. But what is it I'm being asked to support? Do I have the necessary information for me to make an informed decision or just for me to make the effort? And my answer to that question is no. I think we can do a much better job starting with the national radio and television station. Okay? That aside, I wanted to agree with your last caller and Ms. Green about the way the banks are treating the elderly. In addition to the elderly, it's also the disabled people. There's a bank I frequent to make payments, and I know they used to have a senior citizen / disabled line. And so I would usually go on that line because, yes, I'm disabled. I've been medically deemed disabled now. You cannot tell I'm disabled by looking at me. But I've had two spine surgeries. And so my issue is standing for long periods, walking long distances. If I'm feeling well enough, I go on the regular line. If not, because there are days when I'm not, I go on the disabled line. And I had a very unpleasant encounter in that bank, which has now caused me to cease doing business with them. Mm. So I went on the line, as I usually do, and I noticed that the regular person who would service the line, I guess she must have been off or whatever. So someone else was servicing the line. And the individual, the teller, looked at me. I'm standing probably like about four deep in the line, and she is at the counter, behind the counter, and she shouts, Miss, this line is for disabled people. So I turned around. I knowing I was the only female on the line at the time, after a while, I figured she must have been targeting her comments towards me. But I didn't respond because that's not the proper way to address the customer. So when I got to the counter, she then said it again. She said, this line is only for disabled people and senior citizens. I said, well, I'm a disabled person. So she mumbled something under her breath, okay? So I said to her, I would like to speak to the manager. I said, please call the manager right now. We as Bahamians, we need to know our rights. The manager came and she made a good effort to say to me that I needed to prove to the bank that I'm a disabled person. And I asked, I said, okay, so when did the laws in the country change and when did the bank notify its customers that if you're disabled now, when you come in the bank, you need to bring some letter from your doctor? I said, that information is confidential. It has nothing to do with you all. But there's no reason for me to come and stand on this line, because I was actually on the line, like like Ms. Green pointed out, sometimes you're on that line longer than if you're on the regular line. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what I did when I went back to my place of employ, I sat down and I typed a nice little letter to the head office complaining. Yes, I received a call. And I was reliably informed, oh, no, ma'am, the bank's policy has not changed, you know, with an apology. But I say all of that to say, yes, the banks need to do a better job, but they're not going to do anything if we do not agitate. I believe, however, as well, the Disability Council also needs to make more of an effort. It's not just about having them paint the disabled sign on the tower or put up a sign. It is getting these businesses to enforce that. Because I know now Harbor Bay, if you park in a disabled sign with in a disabled spot without that decal, they're going to tow your vehicle. They are going to tow it, and they have the right to do it because that is private parking, so they have certain rules. So wherever you go, even if you go to a government facility, if it is marked for a disabled person, we need, sometimes you have to force people to do the things they're supposed to be doing. So thanks very much for taking my call. You all have a good day now.
We appreciate you, ma'am.
Absolutely, ma'am.
Okay.
And there's a link to Special Olympics Bahamas here, right? Because mm-hmm. we're talking about Olympics. We got Special Olympians as well. The whole world makes space, the whole developing world. We're still progressing, right? The Bahamas is still the part of the world that's still progressing. So we give us that, but recently, Mr. Newry, I drive by a very, like a row of very high-end businesses, right? And in my driving past them, I notice on the way to work and on the way back home, I noticed that, like at the point in time, there seemed to be a disregard by the people who go to that place for the disabled parking space. Also, cars would regularly park on the sidewalk. They're very nice buildings, and they have very nice sidewalks that include the slope for access for mobility. And so after about four or five times driving past and watching a flagrant disregard for the rules, I went in to first started to speak to the security officer. And of course, you know, he's top flight security. He had to secure the building from me, asking him why he wasn't doing his job. Cool, I go inside. And I'm raising the issue and I'm asking to speak for a manager. And one of their staff members rushed me and put their hand on me. And I almost turned into Ric Flair, only because we're talking about sports in the Olympics. It was almost a woo moment. And I had to ask her, you realize you assaulted me, right? I said, you realize you assaulted me in the cameras in your building, right? She didn't care at all, really, at all. high-end business. I mean, regarded as one of the best and most professional entities in the private sector finance in the country. And it's just like, at that level, as professional as the women spoke, as professionally as they spoke, as beautifully made up, right? They had the corporate look on them, well-trained. They had no care or regard. And I wanted to ask all of them, y'all work for the commission, the one that gave the government $25,000 to have a memorial for Obi Wilscombe at Bahama. Mm. The same $25,000 that could have been used for awareness and education campaign, sensitivity training for first responders like security guards and office security and things like that and the police. Yeah, $25,000 could have gone a long way to actually helping the people that Obi Wilscombe dedicated his life to serving.
Yes. I just wanted to remind corporate Bahamas that they have a duty of care to senior citizens and, of course, people who are impaired and who have challenges.
See, because I am also disabled. I have an invisible disability, mm-hmm. right? I haven't gotten my placard yet because it does interfere with my life, but I just haven't gotten a placard yet. And so I've taken it upon myself, and I say to everybody, like, if you have an invisible disability and you're in an establishment and they're challenging you, like, very rudely, like, why are you here? Just tell them, I'm disabled, I'm mentally disabled, and perhaps you should take 3 steps back and let me gather myself. Mm. Yeah.
Perhaps that.
That's what I can start doing.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. First of all, this may be the first time in decades that the local broadcaster, the national broadcasting station, mm-hmm. is not airing the Olympics.
With Bahamian athletes competing.
With Bahamian athletes.
With a team of 20 or 21 people.
And there has not been an explanation to the Bahamian people as to why the National Broadcasting
Corporation
does not or is not showing the Olympics.
Yeah.
This is a staple. You know that the Olympics come in, it's going to broadcast. What the thing was, you just push the ball.
Shuffle the ball.
Yeah, whatever it is. And then they was going to show the acrobatics type thing. What do you call that?
Gymnastics.
And then eventually you get to see the sports.
Track and field.
Yes. I know the routine. Mm-hmm. I was eager to see gymnastics because I'm used to that. I want to see that the Black American, Black American woman. The short one. She's not young anymore. She's 27.
Oh, the gymnastics. Yeah.
I wanted to see her because you know
Simone Biles.
Simone, yes. Yeah. You know what I talk about.
And Gabby Douglas, I think this is the first
year. Only Simone Biles I want to see.
The pause, but Gabby Douglas.
Only Simone I want to see. Only Simone. Simone important.
You don't want to see no Bahamian.
In Bahamian in gymnastics?
There should be.
My point is, Zedness is not showing it. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, what is my alternative? You can't tell me I got to go
pay for cable. Right.
And get a package and see something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Not when Bahamian's competing. Something is wrong with that. And someone owes me a duty of care to explain to me why can I see.
And here's what I want to know. You all know the Olympics. You knew the Olympics were coming. Mm-hmm. You all didn't start saving up like 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago? Mm-hmm. You all don't have like a fund, like next to the petty cash fund where y'all just every day we're going to take a dollar off our lunch and put it in so that we could afford to broadcast the Olympics on ZNS? Mm. Nothing.
Mm. Also,
I mean, if it were me, I would have told the independent secretariat, y'all know how to find money and not report on it. Find us some money so we could broadcast the Olympics and feature Bahamian athletes during the Olympics.
Do you know who Rima Otabor is? I think I pronounced
it right.
Otaba. Who is she?
A phenom. Okay.
And the reason why
She is a big deal in this Olympics. She's a big deal in this discipline, javelin.
Yes.
In the NCAA, I think she's Division 1. She just.
And I mentioned a name because I mentioned how many medals do you think the Bahamas is going to take, right? We can get at least a minimum of 4 golds. This might be the highest time the Bahamas ever get this many golds, and it's all because of this Rima. What do I pronounce the last name? Otaba. How you pronounce it?
I'm not sure if it's Otabor.
I know she's a king of mine because she's trying.
Otaba.
And the reason why I'm pushing issue is there is no narrative of this Bahamian woman. And either how she get to be
okay,
on
so watch this. Local media, sports journalists, Tribune, Guardian have been covering her, right? Because I talk about her regularly on my Friday segment. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate the point that you're making. That's not what you're talking about.
No.
You're talking about specific athlete profiles for the Olympics, right? But if you don't create your own broadcast, see, if you don't create, if you talk about the man's, I'm going to draw it back to emancipation and independence. If you don't create your own broadcast, then you don't create your own athlete features, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the danger of ontological Americanness. When you're so consumed by American systems, you forget that you're not American and you need your own systems. You need your own systems to be real people. Of course, we don't expect CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC to have player profiles on Bahamians, except when they become gold medalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we see the BBC and these guys searching out Stevie Gardner. They come to the Bahamas. They won't go on the track that the barefoot boy learned how to be so fast on. But it's only when they reach worldwide, like when the aliens watching and celebrating them as well, then the global people will come in. ZNS, we rely on our own local media to big up our athletes. And that's the element that the Team Bahamas is missing at the Olympics.
Yes, and I blame the BOC for that.
Another real reason why you could call for their resignation.
Let me put on record, I believe that we in the Bahamas could take, I'm going to the caller right now, caller, so stay tuned. We can get a minimum of 4 medals.
Mm-hmm. And then we got some text here in response.
One of those medals would be the 400 by Gardner.
Yeah, the 400, Stevie Gardner.
The 400 by Yerbo, if she runs. I'm not hearing if she's running or not.
Right, but we also have the 400 by, is it Quincy Penn?
Who's Quincy Penn? Quincy's a girl?
Yeah.
A male woman?
Yeah, she was unable to run at the world relays because of collegiate restrictions.
Or like the next lady.
But she came to the nationals and she qualified. She mashed it up.
Oh, we have another qualifier for the 400.
Yeah, man. In fact, LaCarthia would have been number 3.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of replaced by Shania.
Mm-hmm.
But now both of them are going. As of last week's news, there was not a determination of who actually be running the race. But what we also learned as laymen is that you don't pick the team now, right? Like there's a pool. B3As gives the BOC the list of the qualifiers according to the B3A's rules. The BOC makes a determination who's on the team, the wider team. But when they get to the Olympics, it's the coaches and the officials from the BOC that come together and determine who will actually run the race.
That could be interesting. So I call what's your team again? Rima, one.
Oteba.
I call Gardner. I call Yerbo, and then Devine. What Devine?
Devin Charlton.
Charlton. I'm sure that's 4.
Right,
four?
So watch this.
That's my 4. I think we get
okay,
4 gold medals, but definitely 4 medals.
We got Devin. We got Denisha.
Who's Denisha?
Okay, so we got Devin Charlton.
Yes, I just won.
She qualified women's 100-meter hurdles.
Yeah, one of the top in the world.
Denisha, right. Hold on. So, yeah. Devin, and this is the reason why she was a flag bearer. She set a world record this year. She busts a hole in everything she doing this year. Accolades all over the place. Denisha Cartwright, women's 100-meter hurdles. Same thing. I think D1 or D2 champion. Denisha,
I thought who could get a medal in them.
I telling you something.
You think she could get a medal?
I telling you, man.
Go ahead.
Charisma Taylor, women's 100-meter hurdles. Now, here's why I think.
So we have 3 100-meter hurdles.
And that's why I put in the 3 names forward, right? So it's not just Devin that qualified for the 100-meter hurdles. Denisha and Charisma all qualified. And they, wherever realm, whatever space they've been running in, they've been busting a hole in it.
Hmm.
Awards. So they're not just winning the races, they're getting collegiate, like, collegiate javelin thrower of the year. In fact, I just pull up the story for you, sir.
No, ding up, we got speed up.
Rima shatters javelin collegiate record at the NCAA.
I think she might get a medal.
Rima sets NCAA javelin record to win 2024 title, right? So, Odeba, same thing. Charisma, Denisha, Devin, I think all 3 of them are in strong contention for medal. The question is who can get gold, who can get silver, and who can get bronze.
Well, I count 2. Go ahead. Anyone else on your list?
The Valcourt boy.
What he does. See, no one gave the narrative. I'm not sure who these people.
I'm looking at it now, man.
I talked about the national narrative. I'm not talking about what you have.
Mix.
Go ahead.
Mix 4x4 relay.
He's running independently or by like an individual race?
Yeah, I think he is. Oh, no. I got to check that. I think that may be his sister, Valcor. Wanya McCoy. That's who I was looking at. Men's 100 meter, men's 200 meter.
Oh, I didn't know we even had people.
I see. I think we could get a medal. We could get a medal from him as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's as fast as Jamaicans?
Any given track day.
Any given track. Let's go to this call and we go back to your list again.
See, remember, we ain't hitting. Nobody's gone back to Bolt standard yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody outrun Bolt.
I don't know these names you call it. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? How many males do you think we can get for this Olympics?
Well, I say, I even don't forget, man. Aaron talked so much. You talked about I even forget.
Go ahead. Trying to qualify for running on.
You need to go in the rowing thing, Aaron. Mm-hmm. You need to go in the rowing thing. I sure you go in the
rowing thing, yes, but.
But listen, no, I was calling, but see, I think we probably get but three. I think
three?
We probably get but three.
What's your three?
I think Stevie. That's I one. Think we may get something in the mixed relay.
Really?
I think we may get Devin may bring home may bring home something. That's my three picks. But
you don't think Yerbo if she ran Yerbo?
I don't know about her.
What do you mean you don't know about her?
Just the first time.
That's
like
Miller.
You say.
Shawnee Miller. You're able.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Hi, but that's
you
last
call
name.
Something else, eh?
That's a last new last name.
Remember, she's married now.
Yeah,
she's
no, I mean.
Miller Weibo.
Evil.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes it four.
That's four. I count four also. I count four.
Yeah. But what I too had called about was this thing with Zadness, man. I was all about pointing this thing to the on Zadness, waiting for the thing to come on. I said, what's going on here? And because I know from time immemorial, Zadness used to bring on the Olympus.
Something different.
I say, you know, they say it coming on 2:30, so I switched the thing up. I see nothing. I said, I was having to go to the Canadian thing in order to catch the piece, or you know, but they only really gonna profile their athletes.
I'm hoping Jamaica is allow us to get a feed that we can see some Caribbean.
Yeah, but man, we should do better than this, man. We could find money for all kinds of things. Something like this should have been done a long time before these athletes went out, that the behaving people could get to know them, mm-hmm. You know. And just see where they come from and so on and so forth. But, you know, we put money on all kind of foolishness rather than putting on the things that I think are the essential. You know,
I appreciate you, Cole.
I hope we get a good government. See, I'm gonna vote for you and Aaron. Okay,
vote Aaron, for Aaron. She'll be a good prime minister.
I know, Aaron. You don't like to vote, but we need some people like you all to run this country.
Nominate me for Minister of Works on People's Nerves.
No. All right.
Thank you much. So there's an article in today's Guardian in the sports section, right? So if you're looking for it, you're going to go to the education section, and it's in the back of the on the back page. Taylor, that's Lamar Taylor, a swimmer, first to see action for the Bahamas. Lamar Taylor, men's 100 meter free. He qualified, I think, through the rules.
That's
right?
One who did the record recently in university.
Yeah.
So my point again, few Bahamians are aware of who these people
and
are.
And what their records
and
are.
And what their records are, how big they are. These are not regular athletes. These are super athletes who we have now in the Olympics.
And I don't understand why the marketers don't get it, because if you need to convince the Bahamian people that the amount of money you're spending is warranted, right? That your request for more money is warranted, let the athlete profiles speak for themselves. These young people are worth the investment.
Yeah.
Let's go to the article.
Yeah, quickly. I had him definitely going in the finals. I didn't have him making a medal, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well-decorated collegiate swimmer Lamar Taylor will be the first to experience action for the Bahamas at the Games of the 33rd Olympiad in Paris, competing in the men's 100-meter freestyle. The national record holder in that event, he's a national record holder,
will
hit the waters of the Paris La Défense Arena. He will swim out of lane 5 in the 5th of 10 heats. At 11:26, that's 5:26 a.m. in the Bahamas on Tuesday.
So Tuesday.
Right, so 5:26 tomorrow morning, everybody, if that's the time, use pray. Everybody to be going all pray at the same time.
And there should have been a not, like how a prime minister like take picture with everybody when they're doing big things.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time we make the announcements that our swimmer will be swimming. We want all behemoths to wake up early in the morning. What the BOC doing? Right now they're in Paris someplace. He could make an announcement. These are the things we want us as a nation to be doing as right. We chair on.
Why don't we have a watch station? Why don't we have a station where you have the Olympics broadcast straight through?
You mean the NS?
No, I meant
there
like...
There you go.
I meant like...
there you go.
The NSA...
Yeah.
I meant like the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Uh-huh. Instead of just having 50th birthday parties there, we could be hosting a watch party and then bring Ministry of Tourism involved and say, you don't just go to the Olympics. Come to the Bahamas to watch the Olympics.
In Jamaica, when Usain Bolt was running, they have this place like in the middle of that, they're downtown.
Halfway tree.
Yeah. Big...
Yes, everybody. Screen. It's the same thing like when Sosoba's mash up the British for the first time in West Indies. He must have bowled like 7,085. Mm-hmm. Something spectacular, right?
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor say, look here, we wasn't even going to school. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to say now, giving them ideas, and I always applaud you for giving our government ideas. And who's in charge of independence again? They put him in charge of independence? Miller again?
Miller Bryce? Her Excellency.
Get a big screen Miller for Bay Bryce. Street and say, and have
or for Fort Charlotte.
Or for Fort Charlotte.
You know, have a watch party.
And say, we come in to watch. Even if it's 12 o'clock in the day.
All, look 3 here, o'clock in all the over the place. Fort Charlotte, Rawson Square, Rawson Square side.
Yeah. Let's shut down Bay Street for that when the 4x4 relay running.
As opposed to impromptu shutdowns for no reason and no notice and no diverted traffic. Signs.
Yeah, so far we have at least 4 medals so far.
Right, and then we get texts. Lots of texts.
We read a text. What time is it now? We have time. We're going on commercial break.
Yeah.
Okay. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We're talking about Olympics. We're talking about the Bahamas Olympic team. We're now counting at least minimum of 4 medals and perhaps an additional of 3-4 more because of how high they ranked.
Listen, you remember that song, How to Go Delilah, where the boy say he went swim to Miami?
Yeah.
That should be Lamar Taylor theme song. Y'all don't think I can win this race?
There should be commercials and infomercials on him all day.
I swim to Miami for fun. Go check my girl. Lunchtime.
There should be pictures. We should have t-shirts. We have any t-shirts of them yet?
No.
We can wait till after the Olympics finish.
Right.
Yeah, that's us. Anyway, we're going to be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Looking to take your family to Disney World this summer, but the funds just aren't there? This might be your lucky day. Kimberly Clark is giving you the chance to win a round-trip, 4-day, 3-night vacation to Walt Disney World. Wondering how to participate? Just purchase any 2 products of the following. Huggies, Pull-Ups, Viva, Good Nights, Scott Kleenex, or Cottonelle. Then bring your proof of purchase at participating stores or the Dalvina's Agency in Palmdale, and you can have a chance to win. Contest begins July 1st and ends August 12th. See newspapers or Huggies' Facebook page for more details.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Planning a trip to the beautiful Bahamas? Look no further than Hertz Car Rental. With convenient locations in Nassau and Freeport, Grand Bahama, we are here to get you there. Whether you're exploring the vibrant streets and sights of Nassau or soaking up the sun in Freeport, Hertz has the perfect ride for your adventure. Book at our Freeport location at 352-3297 or Nassau location at 377-8684 or visit our website at hertzbahamas.com. All major credit cards accepted. Hertz Car Rental. Your journey starts with us.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school. So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices because summer break is almost over and our back-to-school supplement is filled with brand-name back-to-school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season of all.
Advertisers. Call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. I'm your host for today. Of course, Aaron Green is joining me. We're talking about Bahamas Olympic team. This may be the largest contingent of athletes we've had in a while. This may be the best Olympic team we have ever put forward in terms of potentially able to get medals. Not just participating, you know. We have some of the best athletes. I mean, the top five in various disciplines. Remember when we had the top three women in the 4x1? Like all of them, like had besides qualifying, these were the top 10 speedsters.
Right.
So when we gone into the 4x1
sprinters,
so when we went into 4x1, we were ranked number one. Or ranked number two.
Very high, yeah.
We have that, again, in terms of, what do you call it? That run where you jump it over the hurdles. Hurdles.
Yeah, 100-meter right? hurdles.
And then we have that now in the 400 meters.
Mm-hmm.
We have that now in 2 400-meter race. The 4x4 relay is an iffy one because only 2-3 people qualify. No, it's how many people?
The women 4x4?
No, we don't have a woman 4x4. Only one.
Right, you only have the mix, right? Right, the mix.
Right. So I mean, I think only two of them qualified to be in it instead of the other two. I'm thinking that narrative must be clear. I'm not really sure. Definitely Riebel, whatever.
No. So again,
she's a 4x4.
Again, the four people that ran. Weibo, Gardner, Adley, and I think it's either Russell or Miller,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They qualified the Bahamas.
No, I talk about individually paced in terms of the speed. You know, like usually you have even the 4x4, like in United States 4x4, all of them qualify independently of the relay team. And when you do their times are so exponentially great in terms of what they can do. They have records in their speed. Each one of the runners.
All right.
I think we have that for two.
All right. So let's be careful not to confuse two things. Mm-hmm. We have...
I've got just the times now. Just the times. Individual times. The split, I think they call that. Go ahead. What do you call that?
I have no idea what the split is. Unless
When you run your leg and you say, how did you do on that leg?
Don't mind that. What we know is that we have some athletes who competed at the nationals.
Mm-hmm.
At the nationals, their times qualified them to be a part of the team.
Okay.
Right.
I think that's two of them.
That's more than two of them. So it's Penn. I'm trying to look at the list. Hey, I didn't have the list composed for that particular discussion. So we're looking at... Penn, Valcour, so those are two women. Valcour, Penn, LaCarthia, and Shania. I don't even think Shania ran the 4x4 at the relays. Did she run the 4x4 at the relays? Because the way that Shania got into the Olympics was not...
By the relay.
Not that she qualified in a race. She got in by rankings.
Yes. And I'm saying two out of...
So you're saying that...
Two out of the runners.
So you're making a distinction between people who qualified in a race and people who qualified by world rankings. Okay,
yes.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Because I'm a layman and you a layman, so we got to make sure.
Yeah, and we're trying to get the right wording. Yeah. And I said two of them internationally ranked. And I said, like, the U.S. team, all four of their part of their relay is ranked.
I got you.
So going into the race, they have a faster time than us.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing us good luck because people get cramped all the time. You know, we could get ahead. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying in terms of being ranked.
Let's go to the text. Nuri, an Olympic team is in Paris and we can't watch locally. I cry shame on this government, but yet they find all kind of money to travel and hire
government. Stop blaming the
consultants
government.
In a Gussie May cabinet. Who, where does the buck stop, Mr.
Whoever's the general manager of the broadcasting station.
And what entity do they belong to? Who appointed them?
The matter of appointed. The idea is
who is supposed to act in... Who is supposed to act when we are concerned that the person in charge is not doing the right thing?
You always make things political, though.
Okay, so here, this is a nice one. Two, possibly three medals.
Okay.
400 meter for Stevie, javelin for, somebody said, Otabor.
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 No, Otabor. Okay.
That's what someone said.
Okay.
If she's able to compete in the 400.
So how come we're not sure if she's competing? Shawnee Miller, you able? We just don't know. Everyone is speculating if she is. And it's growing a constant narrative and a loud narrative. It's becoming a hum, right? We are not sure if she's running. Shouldn't we be sure by now? Yes, she is running or no, she's not running?
Well, we should be sure. Give it outside of a possible injury, right? Outside of a possible injury, we should be sure at this point whether she's running or not.
Yeah, but it seems as a doubt. Have you heard a doubt?
Well, like I said, we don't know if she's... I think she's running for the 400, right? Because she qualified, again, through world rankings for the 400. We don't know if she will be selected to be on the 4x4 mixed relay team yet. The person says, I don't know about mixed relays. No one has said where our team stands versus the other eight teams in their time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too late to trade in the plan and the elevator? That's about 5 meters, might get us 2 weeks of viewing. another text, ZNS too busy doing TikTok dancing videos, so they ain't on y'all run.
They doing a number of TikTok dancing for
true. One second. Minister Clay Sweden, don't be making no more TikTok videos. Don't be letting these young people get you in these TikTok trends. You have too much work to do. For instance, you need to remember where your steel toe boots are the next time you're on an active construction site.
Leave that minister alone.
That's what...
Let's go quickly to
this somebody, in fact, and then see, because you doing that, and then the next thing we know, the young lady in road traffic, she did... It's a beautiful video, right? It's savvy, it's nice, it's sweet, you know. But it could result in a major security breach. And if I were her... In my disciplinary meeting, I would point out that y'all didn't discipline Clay Sweden for making TikTok. Why are you disciplining me?
Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Happy afternoon, you and Aaron.
Yeah, man. Happy afternoon.
Mr. C.A. Nuri, let me ask you a question. I mean, the government, they provide the budget for all these ministries and all these operations that they own, right?
Yeah.
So then, if it boils down, okay, if let's say it is Clint's responsibility or the GM of ZNS responsibility to ensure that they have a budget to cover these games, to ensure these things don't pop up on them. But then it's still, then when they get this budget, they still have to pass it to finance. They still have to pass it through the treasury. So what if the budget is under budgeted?
The budget is set, man. They already get the money.
Then you call it garbage and you spend the money you think you need to spend to make it right. I mean, that's what has become the protocol, sir. Thank you, caller.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
No problem. Another text. Olympic Games can heal our... Oh, dear text. I forgot that. Y'all forgive me. I was supposed to read that out loud. Aaron and CA, I am a senior citizen. I have a national senior citizen's card to identify me as such. The last caller did not seem to have a disabled citizen's card to identify her as such. She seemed to be expecting to be believed without proof of her claim. We need to identify ourselves because everyone isn't honest and trustworthy.
Is there a card for it?
Dear texter, let me ask you a question.
Is there a card? Do you know if there's a...
There's a placard. There's a placard for vehicles.
Okay, but not to show when you go on a line and say, well, I'm disabled.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I've not heard that raised in any of the public discourse around... new policy and implementation of new policy. But dear texter, don't be like that. You really, as a senior citizen, that's how you carrying on? You remember the thing they said, oh, they came for the Jews and I said nothing?
Mm.
And then they came for the coconut boys and I said nothing?
Mm.
Yeah. Another text. Good morning, Mr. Newry and Ms. Green. The caller mentioned Harbor Bay Security. Thumbs up. I was a walker. I use a walker, and they assist when I visit Harbor Bay.
Harbor Bay have a good security team, actually.
Yeah, the previous caller might be wrong in her thinking. If she does not have proof that she is disabled, they would tow her car in Harbor Bay. What makes her think she doesn't need proof while in the bank on the senior handicap line? I am curious of your thoughts.
And we have to investigate that.
On this.
Do you need to present a disability card?
Because the bank...
to be acknowledged as disability.
Because the bank is in the police. Apparently, the police are allowed to treat us like Negroes on the plantation. Hmm. But the bank are not the police. Why would the bank take this tone with their customers?
Hmm.
It's almost as if y'all telling us, shut up and be thankful that the bank will take your money.
Any more text here?
Yes, good morning, Guardian Radio. The service industry is now very poor in the Bahamas. Seniors and disabled persons are disenfranchised and mistreated by the new generation. The Bible says, give respect to your elders, okay, from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah. I wonder what it is that the elders taught the young people that the young people would carry on in such a way towards the elders. Another text, do we still have traffic cops in Nassau? Never see any. They're tax collectors. They're tax collectors.
Any more texts?
No, that's it. We're good.
But anyway, I want us to celebrate our athletes. I don't think it's too late. I think that we need to up the ante in terms of who the narrative of who they are, what they're doing. And I don't think we're doing an adequate or good job at this present time.
And I can be honest with you, a lot of the creatives are actually involved in the Gombe summer project.
Yeah.
So they travel in island to island. The people who would use their own initiative and do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the BOT, that's their job.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why you called for them to be resigned.
Anyway, we got to go. I think we're going to have at least four medals. Minimum of four medals we're going to get at this Olympics game. Have a wonderful day.